I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks to Trade Coffee for supporting The Morning Stream. It's a coffee subscription service unlike anything you've tried before. And be sure to check out my collection. Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping, when you go to drinktrade.com/TMS. Coming up on TMS, Velma-splaining Halloween.
Coverlord, man.
What's this? What's this? Something killed a bear.
Every Halloween, I show up wearing nothing.
Isn't there a chocolate that's called milk something?
Chucky Dunaway.
The vomit half.
Walker, Texas singer.
Save Halloween for Christmas.
Twas on All Hallows Even.
Star-Lord mixtape is TMS backwards. Think about it.
The good kind of wood.
Santa and mini Santa.
40K ordinary people.
The Witcher switcheroo with Steven.
Horror movies with Monica Nicole Veronica. Ooh, and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I'm eating nachos in my car on a rainy day. Sour cream and jalapenos got me feeling some kind of way. So if you're feeling kind of blue, I got something to say to you. Have you tried nachos in your car on a rainy day?
It took you long enough. Me and my mustache are getting bored waiting for you.
The Morning Stream. Tear out bad wood, put in good wood.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to TMS. It is Monday, October 31st, Halloween 2022. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. 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 Blah,
blah, blah. I told myself I'd watch that this year, and I haven't. Maybe I'll save it for Christmas. Or I'll watch it today. I don't know.
You know, that's exactly right. You can watch it any time between now and December 25th, and it still applies.
Yeah. Like but wouldn't you say it's more Halloween than it is Christmas? I mean, overall.
No, I'd say it's more a Christmas movie because they've already figured out Halloween. They've got Halloween down to a science. It's Christmas that they're discovering.
Yeah, he's saying, what's this? What's this? There's something in the air. What's this? What's this? Someone killed a bear. Do-do-do-do. Like that. That's the song.
I love that line.
I saw him. I saw him in some recent...
Someone killed a bear. What's this? There's fur everywhere. What's this?
I saw a version of that where it sounded just like him, but it was somebody singing over the actual footage, and he was saying the F, except the real F word. So he's going, the F, there's something in the thing, the F. It's pretty
really?
Good.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
I'll try to find it.
Rainbow Bright wants you to fix my screen, please.
Oh, what happened there? Oh. Yeah, that ain't right. That ain't right, Wyatt. Yeah.
Come on, fix it.
There it is. You're good now. I don't know what caused that. That was a Zoom problem.
I guess this, and since this is the part that goes on YouTube, I better put the jacket back on briefly.
Oh, yeah. Everyone needs to see Brian's. Brian actually celebrates the holiday. Here he goes.
50% of us actually, see the holiday as a chance to.
You say all this as if I've ever done this before. Every year I show up with nothing on.
But every year I hope. Every year there's this little bit of hope. Maybe this will be the year that Scott
will show up on camera.
His heart grows 3 sizes larger and he actually participates in Halloween.
I like Halloween a lot. Like it might be my favorite holiday, I think.
I know. That's what surprises me. It's not like you do the, the awesome mix and the element blaster.
Yeah. You may as well do your. You might do your selfie now because we're going to probably need you to have that all on for your selfie.
I will put the jacket back on for the selfie.
Okay, very nice. Watch for our YouTube art later, everybody.
Watch for selfies coming soon in an hour and a half near you.
The thing is, yeah, so I got, it's my favorite holiday, but
yeah,
not because I don't, the cosplay part of it isn't my favorite part. I don't care about that. It's everything else. I like the spookiness. Sure. I like the horror movies all month. I used to like the candy.
All right, but let's say somebody close to you printed out a really cool, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to break the rule here, or not break the rule, but I'm going to reset the day count because I know in about a minute it's going to reset anyway.
Yeah.
But let's say someone close to you, a friend, printed out a really cool face fork thing like Mad Max wears at the beginning of Fury Road.
Yeah.
And let's say you've got the rest of the outfit. Come on, wouldn't you take it as an opportunity on Halloween to show up wearing that thing?
Of course.
Candy.
Of course.
Dressed as
100%. Would I record a show in it? Probably not, because that mask would be intrusive to my ability to record it.
Well, you'd put it on like just like the jacket. You'd wear it long enough for people to see it, then take it off and
yeah. That's true. I would do that. Brian's right. No, if somebody just said, hey, here's a rad costume and the helmet thing I made, will you wear it? Of course I would. In fact, tonight.
Yeah, so it's not really that you don't like to participate with the cosplay. You just haven't found the right costume.
No, look at this. I got a three-year-old coming over this afternoon and night to show us his costume. He's dressing as, this isn't a spoiler because he can't listen to podcasts. He doesn't care. He's dressing as Santa Claus. Now, They gave him the option, and they said, do you want to be a dinosaur? All the things he loves. Do you want to be Spider-Man? He loves Spider-Man. Do you want to be Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Do you want to be all these things? No, he wants to be Santa Claus. Why? Because The Nightmare Before Christmas has convinced him that Santa is as much a part of Halloween as anybody else, and so he wants to be Santa really bad. So what's happening tonight is I'm dressing in my Santa outfit that I wear every year so that when he gets here, we got a little matching set going on.
You'll be Santa's. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I can't wait till that kid's like 10 and I can go, hey, remember that time you wanted to be Santa for Christmas? He's going to go, oh, don't remind me. Like, he's going to hate that he did it. But
what if Tristan's friends dressed up as Santa Claus and they went trick-or-treating and Tina and I kind of just chuckled like, all right, that's cute. He likes Santa Claus. Yeah. Let him like Santa Claus. It's totally fine.
Sure, but they're never going to do it when they're older.
With that.
Yeah, they're not going to think it's cool when they're 16. I can promise you that.
Right.
But anyway, that's what's going on here. You got big plans? You got parties? What are you doing tonight?
Oh, God, no. No, I might drive for Lyft for just a little bit because...
You might get cosplay in your car.
I probably will. I had Velma in my car yesterday. I drove Velma to a Sunday party. Velma from Scooby-Doo. It's recently been confirmed that Velma is a lesbian.
Oh, she's the gay? She's the gay?
I mean, we've pretty much always thought that, right? But yeah. there was a recent Scooby-Doo cartoon where she confirms it, where she basically says, Daphne, I've got such a crush on this other woman that, like, you know, is like the could be the villain kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then she lost her
glasses and we forgot all about it because she couldn't see. That happened.
Right. That's right. Exactly.
I didn't know that was confirmed.
Gosh, Daphne.
Yeah, Daphne.
I pretty much always thought she was, but never had the confirmation. Zoinks.
Ooh, she's gay. Gay. Gay.
Well, anyway, that's fun. Did she say anything to you that made you, I don't know, was it just a normal ride? Did you get any Velma-isms?
Well, all right, so this is actually kind of funny. The ride comes up normal, right? I go and I pick her up, and I see her coming from the front of her house dressed as Velma. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So she comes in, and she goes, hi, Brian, because, you know, she wants to confirm that I'm indeed the person picking her up and not somebody else driving a cover-me vehicle with a bald head and looks like my photo.
Yeah.
And I say, yep, how you doing, Velma? And she goes, it's Halloween. Like, yeah, I know. That's why I called you Velma, because you're dressed as Velma. She's like, okay.
And then a minute. She not like being called?
I don't know if she didn't get that I was calling her Velma because she was dressed as Velma. I have no idea why her response was that. Instead of like, yep, I'm Velma today or whatever. It's like she had to explain. She had to Velma-splain that it was Halloween and that's
Velma Splain.
I can't remember what her actual name was. Not like I'd, you know, tell it on the air, but but it was just funny that she, though, her response was, yeah, it's Halloween. Like, oh, I know. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Brian's in on the joke. We get it. He knows.
Exactly. Yes. I'm not saying, wow, you're dressed like Velma. What is this? Your normal daily attire? Do you realize you're dressed like Velma?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's fun. So if you lift today, the good chance, you know, you'll have a higher chance of some costume people.
Very high chance. I wasn't feeling up to the Saturday lifting. Just still was kind of on the edge health wise. You can even still hear a little bit of congestion in my voice. But yeah, I imagine if I would have driven Saturday night, I would have had both cosplayers and vomit in my lift vehicle.
End of the night. You don't want vomit in there. Don't do that.
I don't want half of those. I'd like the other half. I would not like.
No, vomit half, really specifically the vomit half. We don't want that.
The vomit half can just stay out.
It's a terrible movie. The horror movie I didn't see this year was The Vomit Half. Okay, well, that's cool. We don't have massive plans either, other than we'll be here with the kid for a while.
I'm handing out candy is the deal.
Yeah, same. We're going to watch, I'm going to watch it for the second time. Kim's going to see Barbarian for the first time after the candy. After the kids end, we're going to go watch that. So that'll be fun. I can rarely get my wife to watch a horror movie, so I'm pretty excited about this.
You're going to have to let me know what she thinks, because I can try and talk Tina into watching it, and she'll probably really enjoy it, because it's very different from a typical horror movie. It's more about the suspense and about the the waiting. But there's that dread that she has of movies like this that I recommend. Oh no, you got to see this.
But yeah,
and this, I don't know if I want to see it a second time right away.
Yeah, it's kind of it's got a how do I put this? It's very smartly done, but it's got a lot of like, is this where we're going? And then you don't go where you think you're going. Like the very first third of the movie is a little bit of a misdirection, but in a way that I wasn't mad at. I was like, oh, no way. Sure. Really? This is not what I expected. And part of it is in the casting that they did. And you're like, oh, if you're going to cast that guy, that clearly, it just is so good. You guys. Watch it before the end of the holiday or whenever. You don't have to. It's not Halloween specific.
Yeah, watch it before it leaves HBO Max. That's really the time limit.
There's the answer.
And if you want something a little bit lighter but still fun and spooky and scary, Werewolf by Night on Disney Plus.
That's excellent. That's still there. Would you say that is watchable outside of the holiday range, do you think? Or no?
Easily. Okay. Yeah.
That's not good.
There's no connection to Halloween except the fact that it's a monster movie. It's a definite play on the Universal monster movie
kind nice. Of
genre.
Nice. Well, excellent. This is all good news. Now, excuse me. I was just going to say something. I forgot what it was, so I'm going to move on. It was something Halloween related. Don't remember what it was. Okay. Yeah. No idea. It was something good. I know it was good. But if it was that good, it'll come back to me, right?
What's your candy handout tonight? Do you know? Is it full size Snickers bars? What are you guys doing?
Kim got an assortment, so it's all full size. She got. Jeez. I know. She gets them on sale like 6 months ago, kind of thing. So don't expect the freshest of candy bars today. But when those things go on sale, it's like August, right? So you can go buy full size candy bars on the cheap if you buy them out of season. So that's what she does.
Sure.
Then she hangs on to them.
Your chocolate is not going to start developing those little speckles, the little light brown speckles on it after 6 months. It's totally fine.
Yeah, you'll be safe. It's only been a couple of months or a month and a half or something. So she does that, and then it's a big stack of like Butterfinger. What's the one I always like? I used to like candy anymore, but I like the one that's all nougat. I can't remember the name of it. Not three musketeers. Not Three Musketeers. The other one.
That's whipped chocolate. All nougat.
Big hunk.
Big hunk.
No, I used to like a big hunk. The Milky Way. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, Milky Way. Okay.
Isn't Milky Way all nougat? I don't know what's in there. Is it chocolate with like milk in it? Milk chocolate. isn't there a chocolate called milk something?
That's a really good question. I'm trying to remember what's in a. Oh, it's caramel, right?
Is it
milk chocolate, caramel.
Nougat.
And possibly nougat.
I thought it was all nougat. You know, what do I know? I don't know anything. I really like those.
What is nougat?
Yeah. I used to be able to put those away like a monster. I would just eat every Milky Way we ever had. Can't do that anymore.
I think it's the whipped chocolate like you get in the Three Musketeers, and then a layer of caramel on top of it, looking at the photos of it.
Maybe. It feels like the stuff in the middle's less puffy. Maybe that's the caramel doing that job.
Maybe. Yeah, it could be just compressing that. Nougat candy bars. I'm curious as like we lump nougat into a lot of things that maybe don't have nougat.
We do. Nougat lump.
All right, let's see here. See, there's your nougat, which has like chunks of peanuts and stuff like that. Snickers has nougat. Really? Okay. Oh, it's lower layer is nougat. Right. Caramel salted peanuts.
Lower layers nougat. I like
lower
that.
Layers.
Yeah. Lower deck, really, is what we're saying.
Nope. You're right. Milky Way does have the nougat. Baby Ruth has the nougat, and then it's topped with nuts.
Yeah.
Charleston Chew is chocolate nougat.
Oh, that's nougat? I didn't know that.
That's nougat. I never would have guessed, but Toblerone has a nougat. Mars bar is nougat.
Toblerone definitely has those little Rice Krispie thingies in it. I don't like those. Not a fan.
No. Big Hunk. See, now Big Hunk is just like a slab of nougat with no chocolate, no nothing. It's roasted peanuts in that white nougat. Pull your
teeth
fillings
out. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I had multiple dental incidents with a Big Hunk back in the day. Big Hunks are no good, man. Don't eat those. In fact, they're probably responsible for all the dental crap I had in my high school years that now I never get cavities now, but I have to deal with old shit breaking. And that stuff broke because it originally was made as the result of me eating too many of those.
I was never a fan of nougat before, and I'm still not a fan of nougat. Give me a Pearson salted nut roll any day of the week, or a Kit Kat, or those are my go-tos right there.
How do you like Twix?
Twix. Oh, I love Twix.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the peanut butter and I like the caramel Twix.
It's like George says, it's the only candy with a cookie crunch, as George Costanza. Watched that last night.
Yes.
Well, anyway, candy aside, I'd like to read a quick text from a listener. Their name is not Candy. Here's their thing. Hold on. Where's the deal? There we go. Here's what they said. This is from Racer951Y in the chat. It's an odd name. Okay. Anyway, Sigmund and Bale. All right. Bale meaning you're like not like Christian Bale, but like Bale the primeval. You're the primeval Bale.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. I'm fine with that. That tracks.
Yeah. It says, which post-apocalyptic setting would you like to see come? Meaning in real life. Which of these would you like our lives to become?
And yes. But we'd be there to experience it. We would be in a...
Whoops. Yes, we would be totally there to experience it.
We'd be stuck in a safe with Burgess Meredith, and we'd come out, our glasses wouldn't break, but we'd experience the post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, we would actually see this stuff. Was that him in that episode?
Yeah, it was Burgess Meredith, yeah. Oh, finally, I have enough time to read all these books that I love. Oh, no!
I didn't know that was glasses. Him. Why did I not know that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm blown away by that. I did not know he was the actor in that. That's such a like iconic moment in
it really is.
The history of that stupid show. Anyway, so he wants to know, of these, which would you prefer? You got your Blade Runner, you know? Mm-hmm. They got the cyber hookers and the whatnot, you know?
Sure.
Warhammer 40K. That's like Warhammer, but 40,000 years in the future. All right. Ezekiel with me. For the Emperor King, all hail the Omni Messiah, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Mad Max, you might be familiar with it.
Might be familiar.
As a world, yeah. And then you got your Fallout, which is kind of like alternate history 1950s, but everything went to shit and everyone came out of the vaults and everything was mutated and horrible.
But a whole different timeline experience there, yeah.
So which of these, I mean, I think the answer is easy because if I had to live in it, I think I'd take Blade Runner.
100%. Yes. I'd, you know, giant 3D billboards with Ana de Armas jumping out of them. Sure. I'm okay with this experience with this world.
Plus, they got ramen all over the place. You can get ramen.
It looks like Vegas. Vegas Chinatown is what it looks like. And I'm fine with Vegas Chinatown.
I am too. It rains a lot. That's fine. The ramen on every corner. That's cool.
Off-world is waiting for you.
Yeah, you got that cool projector thing for...
Oh, you gotta have the echo. Hold on. Oh, the weird blimps that are flying over making that noise all the time.
Yeah.
Still don't know what they're saying.
I have no idea either. Anyway, so there's your answer, Racer951Y. Because then all the other ones, we have a way high likelihood of death. Unless I'm a
they're miserable.
Yeah, unless I'm a space marine in 40K. If you're a top level space marine, which means you've been mutated beyond belief, you're a gigantic like 9-foot person in a protective suit working for the Emperor King, and all you think about is the holy war you're in. Fine, but like regular people in the 40K universe, do they even exist? Like they're all dead. Yeah. They don't exist.
No, it's we don't want that. Don't want that business at all. No. Hey, as you're pulling Dunaway in, by the way.
Yeah.
Number one, don't forget to join the game. Oh, yeah. Number two, maybe change our location because I'm getting orange bars in Discord for voice in this sector.
Oh, we don't want that.
And you're all chippy choppy.
Let's see.
And I've been looking to see if there's something else eating bandwidth, but there's nothing else here. It's.
Let me change it to. Let's see. Let's go central. All right. How do we feel about central?
Old green bars, and you sound wonderful.
Oh, see, you know. All it takes sometimes is a little loving push of a button, and off we go.
Fireplace of vocal goodness.
That's right. All right, let's get Dunaway in it then. How about that? How about no more waiting? Yeah, oh, if you want to send a text like that last one, you guys can do it easily.
Oh yeah,
801-471-0462 is the place to text it. Use your phone wherever you're at. I don't always write back, but I often read them here on the show. So keep them coming. Okay. I need to log in still. Hold on. Jeez Louise, nothing's working today. Here we go. Okay. That's coming up. All righty. We got that. We're going to play. We got Dunaway here. I'm going to play his music. All right. Hey, Brian Dunaway is with us, and he's going to play Half Asses with us. I'm just curious. Are you dressed up in the office today for Halloween? Hello?
I believe he is. I'm waiting for him to respond, though.
He's not answering. Oh, look at his photo.
There's a photo of him. There's a photo of him. He's the Chucky doll.
Oh, that's amazing. He's playing
but
Chucky.
But we can't hear you, Brian.
Yeah, we can't hear you, dude. Here you go, chat. Boy, that really, putting curly brown hair on him really does something to him.
It really does. Yeah. He looks like Jeff Lynne. Yeah. it's like we're looking at like Electric Light Orchestra here.
Wait, so what's the good guy's thing? Is that just a shirt that's like Chucky's?
The shirt that Chucky wears. He's a...
No, it doesn't ring a bell to me at all. Weird. Anyway, Dunaway, we still don't hear you. We just see you. We know hear you. In case you can't hear us. I don't know if you can or not.
I think he can because that's why he put that photo in there.
Oh, yeah, might have.
But maybe not.
And he's got his headset on, which is probably the problem. I'm going to keep this photo forever. This is not going anywhere.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. This night, I'm going to come up with a plan for it. I don't know what yet.
And he sent us the Apple isolated version, too. So we could slip that into the show artwork today if we needed to.
Yeah, if we need, I'd put him down in the middle there. Just kind of pop his head up. Why not?
Yep.
All right. While he's calling us back, I'm going to play something for you that I forgot to mention. This is what I forgot earlier.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, cool. You know how I forgot a thing? Here's me remembering that thing. When I played this, you guys didn't realize who you were listening to, so I'm going to play it again.
It took you long enough. Me and my mustache are getting bored waiting for you.
Do you know who that is? Do you have any guesses?
No.
That, ladies and gentlemen, I'll play this part again.
Me and my mustache are getting bored waiting for you.
That is high school era Bobby Frankenberger. He sent me...
Really? Is that the...
He sent me an old video, and I'm so excited to play it.
God, the show that he was talking about last week that he participated in, that's amazing.
And so tomorrow, that's a bit of a sneak peek, because tomorrow we get to watch it here on the show. So,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, hang on to your butts. Brian Dunaway, I heard your voice. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Moron. Happy Halloween.
That's all right. Why are you a moron? What'd you do?
I got a wig on my head, and I didn't realize. The headphones I have has like this pull down boom mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I still had it kicked up.
Oh.
And so it only activates when you pull it down.
Oh, gotcha. And, so it wasn't that it would have picked you up from far away. It's just that it doesn't even engage unless it's slid down.
No, but I was over here clicking on settings. Go ahead.
It's funny because you pulled it down for your photo that you sent us, but then you flipped it back up for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently so. Well, I took the picture earlier.
Oh,
because I was like, and I sent it to others. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. And okay. Then I had it down, and then I pushed it back up because it was in my face because my wig. And I'm like, get out of my face.
Well, now people think you look like this if they've never seen you, and this is not you. This doesn't look like you.
That is how I look. Oh, did I tell you last year? The wig is actually from a costume I had last year. It's Dustin from Stranger Things. I kind of hobbled one together. Anyway, sure. Last year I got invited to it was something with Tom Merritt, I think, or Brian Brushwood, and they hadn't seen me in forever, and I wore the wig the whole time.
Did they say anything?
No one said nothing. Right.
Like basically, no one them said nothing. See if they like say, "Are you? Yeah. Did you do something different with your hair?" They like, "Oh, we better not mention it because I don't want." I wanted him to say, right. Oh, I've always looked like this. Or
yeah, this my hair's always been curly. Don't you remember?
That's amazing. Oh, I want to go That's back fantastic. And see that episode of probably, what was it? Probably Cord Killers. That's probably what you were
right. It's probably Cord Killers or something last year. I can't remember. Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. Well, all right. It's still good to have you here no matter how you look. I don't care. We're going to play a game. Brian, you want to explain this game and how it works and who might win prizes and all that?
I would so be happy to. Welcome to the morning, Half Asses, a trivia game where I'm actually going to be giving you two the answers. I'm going to give Scott and Brian a category, 6 possible answers, 3 of which are correct, and 3 that are incorrect. Depending on how confident you feel with the category, you can provide 1, 2, or 3 guesses. But if any of those guesses are wrong, you get 0 points for that round. Get 1 right, you get a point. Get 2 right, you get 3 points. And get all 3 correct, you get 5 points. The player with the most points after 3 rounds wins the prize for their contestant, and I pulled some contestants from members of the Tadpool that weren't able to be here live. Scott, you're going to be playing for Racelyn Coyle in Swansea, Illinois.
That's a cool name, Racelyn Coyle.
Swansea.
Love that.
Brian, you're going to be playing for Tim in Colorado. That's all he gave me, Tim in Colorado.
So, like, what is the polar...
Tim.
What is the named opposite of Racelyn Coyle? It would be Tim. Right.
Tim. Yeah. Tim. Yes,
amazing.
Exactly.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. If you guys are ready, let's get to the game. First question. I was going to try and, like, dig through the... questions and see if I could find some Halloween ones. I didn't, so we're just going to go with these.
All right.
You both like the TV.
I like
probably
the TV.
Watched most of these shows.
Mm-hmm. I've seen TV.
Yeah.
Theme songs sung by actors from the show. So the theme song of the TV show features vocals by actors from that show.
Okay.
Your choices are Orange is the New Black, 21 Jump Street, 8 is Enough, Laverne and Shirley, Walker, Texas Ranger, and One Tree Hill.
Walker, Texas Ranger? Is that really on here? That's amazing.
It's really on there.
All right, that's amazing. All right, Dunaway, this is going to be a rough one, but I think I know one of these at least.
Yeah, that's how I feel too.
Yeah. Obviously 3 of these, but boy, these are... 21 Jump Street. Who does that? Who sings that? And 8 isn't enough.
That's Johnny Depp sings 21 Jump Street.
All right, I'm picking.
That's right.
I love the idea that he does. So I'm choosing.
All right, you guys are both locked in.
And, no way it's Walker, Texas Ranger. There's no way.
Guess what, Scott?
Right.
Chuck Norris sings the theme song for Walker, Texas Ranger.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. Holly Robinson Pete does do the theme song to 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Grant Goodeve, the oldest son, does the theme for 8 is Enough. Laverne and Shirley, even though that sounds like Cindy Williams and...
So they don't say Shamil, Shamazel, whatever, get incorporated, and they don't do that part?
Not, it is not actually Laverne and
I'm
Shirley.
I'm calling
Penny
bullshit.
Marshall. It is not Penny Marshall and Cindy Williams doing the theme song for that show, believe it or not.
All right, I'm going to play a little bit of the one theme opening for Texas so we can just hear, because I'm going to hear it so different now. So here goes. Enjoy. Chuck Norris is... Okay, where's the singing?
In the eyes of a ranger.
Oh, shit.
The wow. Yeah, so it's not singing as much as talking. Gotcha.
Yeah, he's like rapping.
Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Oh, that's great.
That's horrifying.
Oh, my God.
All right. I don't even know what to say about that, except let's do the next one.
Get your eyes off me.
The singer of... Laverne and Shirley's theme song, which is Nothing Make Our Dreams Come True, is a singer named Cindy Greco, and she's from Denver, Colorado. And she went on to join a pop group that performs at Six Flags Magic Mountain. So
wow. Moving on.
They just sing the rest of it, but it's got to be them at the beginning talking, right?
Well, might be. It could be.
Yeah, when they're when they're actually saying it and kicking their legs, that's them.
It's possible. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. That's part of the song.
Well, it is. Yeah,
they're not singing, though. That's a little chant before the theme song starts.
Yeah. Also, I noticed
neither was Texas Ranger Boy.
I noticed your easy choice wasn't on here, Brian. You could have done Frasier or something. I guess that's an outro,
that'd
though.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That would be an easy one.
Baby, I hear the blues are calling. Solids and scrambled eggs. All right. Let's go to movies here with a very easy one. Hopefully, classes at Hogwarts. So which of these are actual classes that one can take, an aspiring wizard can take at Hogwarts? Is it mesmerism, clairvoyance, astronomy, apparition, flying, or care of familiar spirits?
These are all hard.
I know, right?
I'm going to do... Okay, when they would apparate, what would that be? Teleporting? Disappear.
No, apparition is conjuring something and out of thin air.
Okay, so wouldn't that just be?
Where's social studies?
Hold on, apparition is familiar. Oh. Okay.
Apparating was teleporting.
Yeah, I thought apparition was teleporting. No,
I thought apparition was like your.
That's like a spirit, right? It's a spirit.
I guess the definition is a ghost or ghost-like image of a person, the appearance of something remarkable and unexpected. So,
apparating.
Well, so don't look it up now, Scott, because you might see an answer.
I'm not going to see an answer, will I? I've already locked
in.
I've already
locked in. You can look it up.
Yeah,
lock
I already
it
did.
In. Yeah, if you're locked in, look it up.
Yeah, I already looked it
up. He's locked in. He's locked in.
Yeah. Yes. I'm not going to cheat. All right, so we're locked in. Are you locked in, Dunaway?
Dunaway is locked in, and Scott.
I know what I'm doing.
Got two right, apparition and astronomy. Two of the classes one can take at Hogwarts, flying being the third. But clairvoyance, mesmerism, and care of familiar spirits are not.
I'm on this 3-week zero losing streak.
Yes, there we go. So L. Fleming 221. Yes, in Harry Potter verse, it's teleportation. J.K. Rowling makes this shit up.
Yeah, because they would say, oh, you apparated here or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Diagonally.
Yeah. Sorry, someone's yelling at me in caps. There's your game, everybody.
Show the game, Scott.
Yeah, there it is.
All right. Well, Scott's in the lead with 3 points. Brian Dunaway, you need some points to catch up here.
Yeah.
How about some geography for you guys? I want some cities in my mouth. Cities that are less than 500 miles away from Paris, France. So you got your Paris. Three of these six cities are within 500 miles of Paris. Is it Madrid, Milan, Munich, everybody from pop music, Dublin, Vienna, or Copenhagen? Madrid, Copenhagen. Milan, Munich, Dublin, Vienna, Copenhagen.
And how many? Oh, wait a minute. So is it topping at 500 miles? What? Getting a phone call. What do you want, BS people?
I mean, Germany's just over the divide there, which isn't that far.
Rainbow?
Oh, geez. These are hard.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them. Okay, I'm going to just go three for what I believe is
and
correct.
And Dunaway, you better be picking three answers because that's the only way you can win.
I know. Well, shut up. I'm thinking.
Unless you're hoping for the time.
I hope these people stop calling me. Yeah.
Who's calling you? Work stuff?
Well, I don't know. I picked three there. Another 0-pointer for me this week. 3 weeks in a row.
All right. Let's see. Brian, you have picked Milan, Munich, and Vienna. Scott, you picked Madrid and Munich.
Vienna
as well. Munich is correct, by the way.
Oh, good. Munich. It's where the eunuch
Munich
lives.
Is correct. Yeah. Believe it or not, Dublin, Ireland is within 500 miles of Paris. So is Milan. So is, Milan, Munich, and Dublin. No Madrid, no Vienna.
Damn
so
it.
0 points for you guys on this round, meaning Scott wins because of his Harry Potter knowledge.
Yeah, my Harry
Congratulations.
Peter. Yeah, well done, Dunaway. Look, don't feel bad. 3 weeks is not a trend. It's a blip. It's a blip. Okay.
3 weeks in a row with 0 points.
Look,
I know. That's, yeah.
If I was Tim in Colorado, crap, I would be a little sad if I was Tim. But if I was Rasslin Coyle in Swansea, Illinois, I would be stoked.
For sure. Yeah. How could you not be?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Games you guys are getting are, let me pull it up here. I'm in the middle of doing the emails. So, Raceland, you're going to be getting Omno and Emily is Away on Steam. But, Tim, you're also getting Chicken Police. So you're not going away empty handed.
Oh, Chicken Police is actually really good. It's fun.
Cool.
It's that weird one, Brian. Remember you played this last year on the Boop Show before we ended it. It was like they looked like full size humans, but they were big turkeys and chickens and animals and stuff. And it was like a point and click
game. Wait, what was it called again?
Chicken Police. Chicken Do you remember this?
Yes, I love Chicken Police. It's like the illustrations and it's
really
a little
weird.
Bit of point and click adventuring. It's so much fun though. Yeah, it's a mystery. It's a noir.
Yeah, it's very noir, all black and white with a little bit of color here and there to kind of make things weird. It's a very weird, cool game.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So even though you lost him, you kind of won. You're fine. You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't feel bad.
No one's a loser here on TMS.
No.
Everybody's a winner.
Except for me.
Yeah, except for you.
Except for me. Well, 3 weeks in a row is zeros.
This is a $20 game.
Like I'm back in school.
Yeah, this is a full priced indie. You're doing good. Oh, I forgot I had some shooting sequences. It's a weird game. I recommend everybody actually go watch some YouTube of the Chicken Police. It's kind of adult in places.
It's a lot of fun.
There's like strippers, but they're like kids.
Oh, really?
And yeah, it's weird, dude. It's really weird.
It's right on the edge of being adultish.
Yeah, it's very odd. Anyway, congratulations to everybody, really. Except Dunaway, who lost.
We've all really won.
Yeah.
Except for
Brian. I think we won, too, because we got this bad picture of Dunaway we can use for things.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
We definitely won. That actually does increase our winning right there.
Yeah. So, Dunaway, you got any hot plans tonight? You can do anything cool?
Oh, absolutely. I'm gonna stay home. I'm going to finally finish. So we know we watched Dark Castle's first film, House on Cliff Hill, Haunted.
Haunted Hospital. Yeah, Haunted Cliff Hospital.
Yeah.
House on Haunted.
So we watched the first. Yeah, we watched. Right. We watched the first one of those. Well, I'm going to go on HBO and watch the latest one they have, the Orphan one, the most recent one. I missed Orphan. Was it back 2009 or something? It's been a long time. The first one, watched it last night, blew my mind.
Really?
Blew it. So I'm pretty excited about watching this latest Dark Castle production.
It's good, you say, eh? Interesting.
It's creepy. How's that?
It's got Vera Farmiga, Peter Sarsgaard.
Sarsgaard. Yeah, Do you guys remember The Good Son? Do you remember that?
With
Macaulay, was it Macaulay Culkin or was it his little brother? Which one was it?
Which one was it? You're right.
Margot Martindale. Sorry, I'm getting excited about this cast. You make me want to see Orphan now. I've never seen it.
Yeah, you haven't seen it. It's not on Warner Brothers right now.
Okay,
that's right. Because Elijah Wood was the actual good son. Macaulay Culkin was the bad son.
Yeah. What do you expect when you put him?
But Rory Culkin was in there as I think the little brother or something.
Is there a reason?
It's on sale right now for like $9.99 or something. I think.
Is there a reason the orphan girl is talking about
buying the good son? I'm like, I'm not spending any money on that garbage. What are you kidding me?
Never mind. Never mind. I'm good. I don't need to say it anymore. I'm actually going to send this to you. I'm going to send it to you in Discord because I want you to see this. It's weird, and you can because you saw the movie, you can explain it to me. So I'll send it to you. Don't worry about it. Tomorrow we got the show. We're doing the let's. What are we doing? What's tomorrow? Play retro. We're doing it.
We're doing fixed shooters early. Specifically, we're focusing on Galaga.
Yeah,
that series, Galaxian Galaga. What is the other one? Zerius? What is it? Zeno? What's the third Zaxxon? One?
Oh, no,
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 no it's like
the part of the Galaxian Galaga trilogy.
The third one was a Zevius.
Zevius. That's it.
Yeah, yes. Zevius is awesome. I've been playing a ton of those this week as well. Yeah, go ahead.
What's the one with the obviously not Tempest, but there was one that was like Tempest where you were on the outside of a ring shooting inside.
That's Tempest, isn't it?
There was another one that was like that, but it wasn't Vector.
Not Star Castle.
Oh, okay.
Is it Star Castle?
No. Oh, not Star Castle, but it was.
Oh,
shoot.
Crap. Now you've got
McCoy?
No, I know which one you mean, and I can't think of the name.
Yeah.
We probably should bring that one up because that's a good one.
Yeah, because it's still you're fixed on the outside of a ring, but
yeah, and you shoot toward the center send things at you.
Tube panic?
No.
Is it gyrus? Oh, you're thinking of Sinistar.
Gyrus.
Gyrus.
Yeah, gyrus is good.
Oh.
Yeah, that's another fixed one, but you're fixed to an outside ring. Thank you, the Wraith 86.
We'll probably also talk about a bunch of other weird ones, offshoots like Gorf and Kamikaze Gorf. 3 was a weird thing. There's so many cool stuff from that era.
My God. I'm curious to hear what Scott has to say about the arcade scene, because I found so many Galaxian clones out there.
Yeah.
That were there's like a Pac-Man clone on a Galaxian machine. It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. That's what Kamikaze 3 was, and it was like contraband. My dad got it through some weird sources. It wasn't like the normal way you would get these arcade machines, and it was all under the table. It was the freaking weird era. So we're going to talk about all that crap. That'll be tomorrow on Play Retro live at 3:30, or get the podcast whenever you want. Hey, Dunaway, kiss our butts. Happy Halloween. Aww. There, buddy.
Aww.
All right. We're going to do a news story or two before we take our break. So here's that. Enjoy that.
And dance by the light of the moon.
It's time for the news brought to you by
a C battery on the foot.
Yeah, I dropped one on my foot and it hurt.
I'll bet. Those barefoot things are,
yeah, they're bigger than you think.
Dense yeah. and missiles. At least it wasn't a D battery. That could break a toe.
No, I don't even know the last time I saw a D battery. It's been a long time. Probably an old light.
Yeah, most, like flashlights are really the only things we ever needed D batteries for, or giant boom boxes, mm-hmm. neither of which we need anymore. Like our flashlights are all USB rechargeables and stuff like that.
But. Yeah, and even the ones that aren't are, you know, just little slim AAAs or something.
Right, exactly.
Nothing compared to what they used to. But boy, the 80s. The 80s and their D batteries. We had them.
Stupid D batteries.
Yeah, alkaline, freaking those things that break and leak everywhere. It was a bad time. It was a good time in a lot of other ways, so I don't want to besmirch the entire decade. Let's get into this story here. We got one about a Boston area woman.
In the news. Boston area woman.
She's 55. She unleashed a swarm of bees on sheriff's deputies who were serving an eviction notice.
Oh, no.
This was her response. She was like, yo, I got bees. Copper, come try to get me.
Not the bees.
Bees. Deputies assigned to enforce an eviction in Western Massachusetts said they were attacked by a woman armed with a swarm of bees. How was she armed with it?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, just carrying a container of bees that she could unleash on them?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. But anyway, it says
a swarm of bees.
The deputies were enforcing the eviction at 49 Memory Lane in Longmeadow.
No way. Memory Lane.
That's what it's called. And they spell it funny. M-E-M-E-R-Y Lane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Memory.
Memory.
Memory Lane.
Memory Lane. If you walk down that street, you can find that black guy tapping his head. If
That's
you go a little
right.
further,
the,
you get...
The salt chef and...
yeah, they're all there.
The little girl going, why not both?
Then the one looking all smarmy backwards while her house is on fire. She's over there.
I love her.
She's pretty great. She got a big NFT payout for that image.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah, right before.
Yeah, good NFTs to see. At least, exactly. Let her capitalize on the stupid NFT thing because nobody else is going to. So
that is true. The deputies are enforcing an eviction. As I mentioned, the SUV was driven by a 55-year-old, and I guess they were in there. She was towing manufactured beehives during her in her SUV. So that's how she did it.
Okay.
And then when they got up there, they. She let him loose. Just said, here you go. Go. Fly, my pretties. Fly, she
feels
says.
Like such a great supervillain, the real-life supervillain thing, right? If she could control this swarm of bees and have them attack people, then we thought it was going to be Shkreli. Mm-hmm. We thought it might have been Musk, but no, it's Boston Bee Woman.
It's Boston Bee Woman. Yeah.
Is our first.
It turns out Musk's only superpower is to ruin Twitter.
that's right, exactly.
That's his superpower.
You got to pay for your blue check mark now.
If that's true, they're going to try to charge $20 for people's verification check.
Yeah.
F off. In principle, exactly. I'm not paying that. Okay.
Well, we wouldn't have to pay because we're already verified, right?
No. They take that away and you start paying for it.
Oh, no way.
That's the leaked document.
Does, yeah, that can bite my chode.
Yeah, right, you're there, not grandfathered in on that shit. You lose it or you pay for it. And I'm out of principle. Yeah. I am zero interest. I will never pay for that. You kidding me?
Nope.
Anyway, let's keep moving here. Here's a story here to finish things out. About rats. Rats are cool. For Halloween mainly, you know. These are Halloween.
Templeton stories. Was my favorite. Do you have a favorite rat?
Remy the rat from
Remy. Remy's a great choice.
Yeah. I liked him.
What about Splinter? Splinter was a pretty good rat.
Splinter's a really good rat.
I don't know about Ben or Willard. I guess Willard was the dude's name, or what was? Were they both the rats, Ben and Willard?
I don't know.
The two movie rats.
What were they from? Ben and Willard.
The movies Ben and Willard. It was like
never saw that.
The guy who befriended a rat. They remade it with Crispin Glover.
Like you do.
My God, why have we not watched that for film sack?
He's apparently pretty good in the new one of those Del Toro boxes of curiosities or whatever the hell the thing
really
is.
Really, I haven't gotten to that one yet. The first three, there's one that does involve a crap ton of rats, and it's excellent. Like,
I hear they're all really good. I've heard nothing but good things. I'm excited.
Oh, really? The early reviews that I saw were like, it's five tricks and one treat is basically the way somebody described it. Yeah,
no, that's a bummer.
Yeah, but so far I've enjoyed the first three that I've watched. They're really good.
Nicodemus from the movie what's it called? Secret of NIMH. He's great.
Oh yeah, there's a good rat. Good rat.
The Lee of the Stone, he would say. Well, anyway,
I only like Templeton when it's Paul Lynn's voice, though. Charlotte.
I used to love that cartoon. It was so good.
I'll take X the center square.
Those two worlds always collided back then. You couldn't help it. Rats with backpacks could help rescue earthquake survivors. This is kind of cool.
Cool.
Buildings don't collapse very often, but when they do, it's catastrophic for those trapped inside, obviously. Natural disasters like earthquakes and hurricanes can level entire towns. And for the search and rescue teams, trying to find survivors is a painstaking task. An unlikely savior is being trained to help us out. That's right, rats. Project conceived by Belgian nonprofit Apopo. It's APOPO, I think is the it's an acronym. Apopo.
Apopo.
Apopo. Is kitting out rodents with tiny high-tech backpacks to help find first responders search for survivors among rubble and disaster zones. Quote, rats are typically quite curious and like to explore, and that is key for the search and rescue, says Donna Keene, a behavioral research scientist and lead of the project. In addition to their adventurous spirit, the small size and excellent sense of smell make rats perfect for locating things in tight places. And there's a picture on this article of a rat in a backpack.
It's like, oh, thank goodness you've got some water.
Yeah.
Do you have any more water than this little tiny thimbleful that you just gave me?
Because we'd like more. I need more. Oh, why didn't it work? Hold on. I can't get this link to work. There we go. So I think this is a fake image.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a little 3D printed looking backpack situation.
It's pretty cool. It almost looks like, I guess that's probably a camera on the front. It
looks like a camera on the front. Yeah.
Kind of looks like a laser, which I think is kind of cool.
Oh, thank you, Rhett. You're saving me with your camera and your GPS. Oh, please don't start eating my finger. I'm pinned under a chunk of stone. Oh, ow, don't eat my finger. Just get people here.
Save me. That's the problem, right? You know what that rat's going to do once he finds you. What's he going to do?
Oh, why are you pooping on my face, Rhett? Stop that. Oh.
They don't know when to stop pooping is the problem. They just poo.
Yeah.
I want to draw this rat. And then put like a...
You should. Oh, you could totally high-tech that rat out. Yeah. Like, it'd be like a little Borg rat.
Yeah, and I want like a dude on top, like a little man controlling the giant mutant rat.
Yeah, now we're talking.
This might happen. This might happen today.
I had a Wicrow Stouts got the most moment, by the way. I watched Halloween for TV Travis's show, Wait You Haven't Seen. We talked about that last night.
Yeah.
And then immediately afterwards, because the movie takes place immediately after Halloween, I watched the 1981 sequel, Halloween 2.
Oh.
And there is a complete and total Wicrow Stouts got the most moment as Michael Myers comes up behind a nurse who's in the frisky mood.
Yeah.
And he puts his hand on her shoulder, and she grabs his hand and starts like kissing and putting his fingers in her mouth. It's Michael Myers'
Michael
fingers.
Michael Myers' finger. I don't want... Okay, A, I don't want anyone's fingers anywhere near my mouth, number one. Number two, he's a disgusting, horrible, half-dead guy.
Exactly.
Oh, man, that would gross me out.
His fingers, and she still doesn't realize that it's not her boyfriend who's dead in the other room.
That's horrifying. I don't like it. On all levels, that I don't like it. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, some time with our old pal Steven Schleicher from Major Spoilers.
Yeah.
And then today for a Halloween treat, Monica, a.k.a. Wicked Kitten, will be here to talk about her favorite Halloween movies to see this year from the podcast Gore, not to be confused with Core, totally different thing. And so I'm very excited about this. So you may know her from when she does the play dates with us. She also hangs out with us when we have our couch parties. Now's the time for you to hear her.
Podcaster.
Yeah. She's great.
Yeah.
We love Monica. So she'll be here shortly. I'm not going to call her Nicole for the entire conversation.
Or Veronica.
Both of these things have happened before. Anyway, all that and more coming right up after this song that you have to tell me about.
I will tell you about it. This is a great band name, Swiss Army Wife. What a great name for a band. Hey, they have a brand new single, and it's called Halloween. Couldn't think of a better day to play it than Halloween. This is a Portland, Oregon emo band that's really good. If you don't like emo, you might actually like this. It's not full-on Blink-182 sounding stuff. Here is the band Swiss Army Wife and their brand new single, Halloween.
Guys, it's crazy to think so many of us enjoy the finer things in life. At least you try to, right? But so many people still settle for blah coffee. It's the only way I can put it. And they do this every day. I have some great news. With Trade Coffee, you can start every morning with something special. Trade Coffee is awesome. It's a coffee subscription service, pretty much unlike anything you've tried before. My favorite part of what they do is they partner with top independent roasters, not some big national chain, but these, you know, mom and pops all around the country, to freshly roast and send the best coffees in the country directly to your home. And they do this on your schedule, so you tell them when you want it, all right? They've got teams of experts. They do all the work, taste testing hundreds of coffees from across the U.S. every single month, and then they curate this amazing list of 450 exceptional coffees that make the cut. They're really, really great. And here's the thing. You can go in there and make a collection, like all your favorites, and then you can kind of pick from those. I have a list like that. My wife really likes their coffee. And I can't believe how much we liked what they picked for us, which is great because I'm picky about everything. Anyway, you can go check out my collection at Trade. And if it's not up your alley, don't worry. They'll have whatever you want. You can shop their most popular coffees by roast or flavor type, profile, however you want to put that. And you can even take their coffee quiz. They'll expertly match you with coffees you love. So Trade is the easiest way to get your very best tasting coffee delivered fresh when you need it. And you've got nothing to lose because Trade guarantees you'll love your first bag. And if not, they'll work with you to replace it for free. So if you want to support small businesses and brew the best cup of coffee you've ever made in the morning, right there in your own home, it's time to try Trade Coffee. Right now, Trade is offering our listeners a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping at drinktrade.com/TMS. That's drinktrade.com/TMS for $30 off your subscription to the best coffees in this country.
Here's an outdoor activity your whole family can enjoy together. Organize a neighborhood scarecrow contest. One year, we won a smoked turkey for a creation like this.
Do I have to exercise?
The answer to your question is milk.
The Morning Stream. Tear out bad wood, put in good wood.
All right, we're back. I think I played that one twice. I played that Goodwood thing earlier. I think I did.
Maybe.
I think this is supposed to be this one. Let's play this one.
The Morning Stream. He ought to be kept on a short leash.
I think that was it.
It's true. It's true.
I don't know. Who knows what I'm pushing? Brian, tell me what that song was again, though.
Yeah, that's Portland, Oregon band Swiss Army Wife and their brand new single, Halloween.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Let's get her done here with the Steven.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Seems like a fine idea. I mean, he's there. Why the hell not?
Might as well, right? I mean, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Steven Schleicher. Steven Schleicher.
Happy Halloween to our old pal Steven, who hails to us from Majorspoilers.com in Hayes, Kansas. Welcome back, Steven. How are you?
Hello, Scott. Hello, Brian.
Whoa! Blah, blah. Very scary.
I want to spoil your majors.
What's your what are you doing today for Halloween? Anything cool?
As little as possible.
I'm with you.
The middle schooler doesn't want to go trick-or-treating, so he's going to hand out candy, which probably means I'll hand out candy. Mm-hmm, and the high schooler is just like, ugh. It's like, you're going as Frankenstein. Perfect.
Yeah, nice. So you're going to hang out with friends and stuff? That's what they usually
do. I think he's going to go do a party or something with friends. And I said, do you need a costume? He's like, I got one. Which probably means his fuzzy slippers and a hoodie.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, as long as he doesn't come home with his heroin friend, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. You'll be all good.
Oh, you know his heroin friend, huh?
Look, everybody's got a good heroin friend in the wings. That's the deal. That's how we work. Hey, it's good to have you here. We're going to talk about a few things on this Halloween. Maybe some of you are being Venom. Well, good news. You'll be being Venom for Halloween and watching Venom 3 at some point. Who's directing this thing? What's going on?
The interesting thing here is Kelly Marcel, who was the producer and writer of the first two Venom movies, has been hired to direct the third movie for Sony Pictures. Tom Hardy returning. No idea what the concept is going to be on this, especially if you watch the most recent Spider-Man's movie, right, where he seems to fade out of one reality and part of the Venom symbiote sticks around into the Marvel universe. So
there's such a great tease at the end of Venom 2 of like, oh my gosh, wow, and then they kind of like boink most of it out for Far From Home.
That bummed me out. I was really hoping they would try to connect that more, but
yeah.
But we get
a little bit. There's still a little bit of symbiote floating around.
That's true. Oh, yeah.
Always use a little symbiote in our lives.
Yeah, sure.
Why is her name
familiar? What's surprising is people are like, oh, those movies are horrible. I don't think so. I think they were fine for what they are. And the second movie brought in $507 million. So that's nothing to sneeze at there.
I'd rather watch that than Morbius again. So there's something.
How much would it take for you to sit down and watch Morbius every day for 2 years.
Oh, for 2 years. Every
where you
day
literally had
years.
To sit down and it's not like you couldn't have it on in the background. You had to literally sit down and watch it.
No iPad every day in my lap doing something else while I'm watching it.
No.
Would
you do it for $1 million?
$25,000 is my.
$25,000?
I'd do it for $25,000.
Yeah. That's your indoor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Scott?
I would need. It's a lot, dude. How much do I have to pay attention? Like, how much do I have to prove that I'm watching it? Like, is it.
I always said you had to sit down and watch it.
You can't have your phone. You can't have your iPad in your lap.
But I can nap, you know, like kick off for an hour and a half, just sleep. I can do that or no? Who's gonna check
on me? I don't know if we have to do a Clockwork Orange on you.
I think you need your eyes pried open like Clockwork Orange.
Okay, yes. Let's say if that's the case, 100,000. I need more. That's not enough.
I know. It is a full 2 hours a day dedicated to this for the, you know, basically 700 times.
It's
right?
A lot. It's a whole lot. I would need more money. 100K may not even be enough. For any,
well,
you know
do
what,
the math now. So what is that? That's like 1,400 hours. Divide that into your $25,000, Brian. And that'll tell you what your hourly wage is.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good point.
That, right?
Yeah,
would you say 1,400 hours?
Maybe I'm not going high enough either.
Do you say 1,400 hours? Both, is
that it's what like 14, if it's a two-hour movie and you got to watch it for 700 times.
That's 58 days of my life. 58 and a third days of my life gone for 2 years watching Morbius.
Yeah, you're not getting paid enough. You need more than 25K.
I think I need more than 25K. Yeah.
I think that's the only
and
way.
And at
to
what
do
point
it.
Would you just run out of the room screaming and say, I can't take this anymore?
That would be, what would happen is I'd be like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day, and I'd just start repeating the lines as they're saying it.
Oh, yeah.
Venom, you're Venom. Oh, no, no, no. Eddie.
I don't want to do this for any movie. Like you could
I'm sorry,
even say,
Morbius, not Venom. Morbius. Yeah.
You could say, hey, it's Fury Road, Scott. I still don't want to do this that often. That's too much for anything.
Yeah, I couldn't do that with with Hudson Hawk or Spice World or Shawshank, any of that stuff. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, you don't. That's not a way to watch these things. Real quick,
I would have to be a movie that I didn't care about that was because I knew it was going to get ruined for me. So it couldn't be a movie that I loved, but it also couldn't be a movie that I hated. It'd have to be some sort of middle of the road movie.
Now, should we worry about this Venom lady at all? Because let me just tell you what her writing credits include. Okay.
I mean, Venom 1 and Venom 2.
Well, there's more than that here. We got Terra Nova, that terrible TV show that was not good. I love the concept, poorly executed.
Yeah. Last episode took it in finally in a direction where there was danger, and they canceled it. It's like, should have started with that, guys.
Saving Mr. Banks. It's all right. It's pretty good.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah. Next up, though, we got 50 Shades of Grey, the first one. Okay. She did the screenplay for
as
that.
As director? Okay, screenplay. Okay.
Yeah, none of these are directions. These are all written.
Yeah, I think this might be her early first directing one.
Yeah, this might be her. I think the Venom 3 might be her very first directing job. 50 Shades of Grey, Venom, Cruella, which was that follow-up deal. She did the story on that one, the teleplay for that. Venom, Let There Be Carnage, The Changeling, the television series.
Okay.
I didn't see that. Don't know much about that. Oh, that's still coming out, I guess. And then Venom 3. So, good luck to her, is all I'm saying.
I mean, you look at someone like Max Goyer, right? I mean, he's got the same thing, where sometimes he's, like, doing brilliant stuff, and then other times it's like, oh, this is horrible.
Yeah.
So, you can, I don't think you can just lump somebody into a bad writer or bad director, especially as if they keep getting gigs and people still pay them money, and if their properties are making money, then they must be doing something right.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you about this next story a little bit.
Oh, okay.
There has not been more freak out.
I know, right?
That since Henry Cavill was announced as Superman, has there been as much freak out as him leaving the role of the Witcher, a.k.a. Geralt of Rivia? People are losing their minds that he's leaving after three seasons. And Liam Hemsworth, one of the Hemmies, stepping in. As the main dude, what do you think of this, Steven? How you feeling about that?
I'll be interested to see. So far from my understanding is that the Netflix series has not really followed the books that closely. And that is one of the reasons maybe why Henry Cavill is leaving. Also, there's this other thing about him being Superman again. And then he's also Sherlock Holmes, if you haven't seen that show.
He's good in that. I really like him in that.
Yeah, he is really good in that. So there was news that were coming out of the writer's room that, yeah, they really aren't paying, you know, any kind of respect to the property itself and make fun of it. And they don't like the video games. And Henry Cavill is like, you guys really need to follow this. So there may have been some disagreement going on there that the writer's room wasn't taking the property seriously.
Oh,
and that may be one of the reasons why he left.
Okay.
Now, if they're not taking the property seriously, we saw in season two, spoiler alert, there's a whole bunch of witchers running around. Or at least until some of them died. So I don't know why Liam Hemsworth couldn't be a different Witcher in that world.
He could be.
I don't know why he has to be Geralt.
He could be, but that's true because the time frame these are pulling from are from the books, and the books are set before he's basically one of the last very few Witchers left,
mm-hmm.
and that happens way later. So. But my understanding is Geralt, the character Geralt, is literally being taken over by Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah, no, he's going to be Geralt.
Yeah, and I'm going to, by the way, hold total judgment on this because it's probably fine. The Witcher is whatever the Witcher is. I really like Henry Cavill, just generally speaking. I think that guy's really cool, and I'd rather him not leave, but I'm not like in full hate mode because Liam Hemsworth's there. It's fine. You know, the Hemsworths, they're all fine. You could have done the lumpy Hemsworth. That's the older one, the one from Westworld. Put him in there. That would have been fine. Yeah. Whatever.
Chad Hemsworth.
Yeah, Chad or Bobby or whatever it is. I don't know his name.
Trevor Hemsworth.
That's the one.
Tim.
But yeah, it's fine. Whatever. I'm not going to freak out until I see it.
There are a lot of people freaking out about it. So
yeah, and I get that. But I also think Henry Cavill's star is back on the rise. So what are you going to do? He's going to go do other cool stuff. So.
I just hope Liam bulks up like Cavill was. I mean, he may need to get on his brother's, Chris Hemsworth, has this whole online training regime thing that you can sign up for to get bulk like Chris Hemsworth. So maybe Liam will sign up for that.
I thought he was pretty big already, no? Wasn't he pretty a sizable dude? I know the other brother just looks like us.
Yeah, the Chris Hemsworth is the bulky one. I think because Liam certainly wasn't very bulky in the Hunger Games stuff.
No, that was a while ago now.
A while ago, so he may have bulked up since then, but what have we seen him in since then?
That's a really good point. I feel like I haven't seen him in anything.
I'm sure it was like a Maze Runner or something that he was in
that
I didn't see.
I remember that series.
There was probably a Maze Runner.
Yeah, wasn't he in some runner movie about mazes or something? Mazes.
Yeah. I thought I saw him in something recent. Hold on. We're going to find this.
Maybe you did. Yeah.
And I don't remember him looking huge, so... Kind of goes to your point that he's going to have to bulk up for this. Okay, here we go. I saw him in. What? No, that ain't it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Am I busy?
Things in the Giant Peach? No, not that one.
Was it The Duel?
Was he in The Duel?
He was in The Duel.
That's the Western Duel.
Not the one with Damon.
He was in The Muppets, the TV series.
Yeah. You know what? And that was 2015. It has been a while.
Okay.
So Brian's right.
Well, there you go.
Just
so he
hasn't been around.
He's had time to bulk up. So let's keep our hopes up high.
My hopes are high. I'm feeling them. They're pretty high. They're up there high.
Sure.
All right. Well, there's that. And then finally, Brian actually picked this up. Cameron Crowe is considering joining the MCU with a Dazzler movie. Why Cameron Crowe? Why Dazzler? Why are those two together? What's going on there?
Well, the Dazzler movie has been in the works for a long, long time. Like, it seems like every year you hear, Marvel is considering a Dazzler movie.
Yeah. Fox was for a long time.
Right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. For like a Hulu series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Cameron Crowe, with his background with Rolling Stone and just doing music-based movies, right. I think that would actually be really good to see him try to take on a what's that movie that he did?
Almost Famous.
Yeah, doing Almost Famous with Dazzler kind of stuff.
Yeah, now here's the thing, right? Doing something modern, you can't really do disco anymore unless maybe she's a drag queen, which I'm not opposed to that idea of Dazzler being a drag queen.
I think I got a pitch for you.
Pitch it.
Okay. All right.
I think so. If you're going to go with blonde haired Dazzler,
sure.
What if you did a kind of a Titanic with two roses? You have an old rose who bookends the story, and she's telling the story of her younger self back in the day.
Sure. Okay.
And the old Dazzler is played by Debbie Harry.
Oh.
And the young Dazzler is played by, I don't know, Taylor Swift is fine, I think, in that role.
Taylor Swift is one of the names that's been thrown out. Actually, Cameron is saying Dua Lipa. That he's liking.
She'd be pretty cool. I think Rihanna has been dropped a couple of times. If you've seen her performance in Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, she does a great
Battleship.
Or Battleship, yeah, sure. Who's seen that one? Anybody? No,
we did for film sack.
Just because we watched it for film sack.
Yeah, we had a good time with that movie.
But if you wanted to bring in, I think it'd be really interesting to do like a, you know, maybe do some manipulation where you have some old Debbie Harry footage, but manipulate it with Taylor Swift in that part, and then you can kind of blend that together to tell that story.
Yeah.
Might be interesting.
That's not a bad idea. You have to go back and explain, you know, where she was during the blip, but, you know, how come she didn't join the... Oh, okay, there you go. She's had her power. She's like, I don't just want to get involved anymore. Disco's dead.
Yeah, disco's dead. Why should I get involved? She's bitter. She's bitter about the whole thing.
I kind of like it. And boy, no one can play bitter more than Debbie Harry. Yeah. I think she's got the look that's like, no, I'm done. I'm out of that world.
Do you think they would set this in the 70s? Possibly. I mean, that throws your whole idea in the trash. But, you know,
like if they keep the disco theme, she could easily be an EDM queen. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
She doesn't have to be. Maybe instead of roller skates, she's got one of those weird one wheeled motorized roller things that she runs around on. I don't know.
Yeah,
but she doesn't. It doesn't need to be tied to her power is sound, not necessarily disco. So let her be an EDM thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, EDM probably better for firing off bolts than disco, because it's oots, oots, oots.
Yeah, they could get Marshmello in there and a bunch of other
people. Right.
But if you're going to hire Dua Lipa, you're going to get power pop, I think. I don't think they're going to just have her do, you know, EDM doesn't sound right to me, because those are just like DJs, right? They're not singing. And you'd want her to sing, wouldn't you? Or Taylor Swift or any of them.
Possibly,
Otherwise, why are you hiring them? You could just hire... I don't know.
But she could do like she could do vocals over EDM without any problem.
Well, that's
so
true.
The thing about Dazzler was she was kind of a one-off kind of thing. Let's play up on the time period, and then disco died, and so the character died.
What's popular right now? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you kind of would need to find somebody who's very pop centric right now to kind of play into that irony, and then so I think you would need to get a Dua Lipa or Taylor Swift or somebody like that to bring in the crowd, because otherwise Dazzler is like
not a draw
if you're just like, hey everybody, remember Xanadu? How about we turn that into a Marvel movie? And then it's like, no one's going to show up for that.
Oh my gosh. I never considered that. Xanadu is basically Dazzler. I didn't even think about that. That's what that is, kind of
right. The Olivia Newton-John muse is kind of she's not shooting firebolts, but she's changing the surroundings and apparating. Well, let's use apparating. She's apparating Fred Astaire.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
aspirating Fred Astaire as well.
I'm interested in it. We'll see what happens. Cameron Crowe.
I mean, it's rumor right now. I mean, it's nothing confirmed. So just take it all with a grain of salt and play a what if game with your friends.
If you're going to put Cameron Crowe in, you know, have him do something for the MCU, it has to be music related. And there's so few superheroes that you could do that are music related, so it makes totally makes sense.
Well, there you have it then. That's all she wrote. Lots going on, fun times. Venom definitely. 3, new Witchers, Cameron Crowe, maybe MCU in it. Who knows what the future will bring? But I
do
know
this. Scott?
Yeah, tell
maybe
me about
Scott
your future.
Johnson on the Major Spoilers podcast this week.
Yeah.
Ooh,
episode 1000. Right?
Yes, with the D. Yes. 1000.
1000. Yeah, I get to be on episode 1000 tomorrow.
Tomorrow
night. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Yep. We record it tomorrow night, release it, and then people will be able to listen to it and enjoy it. And if you're out doing your trick-or-treating stuff tonight, you're going to be doing a lot of walking. It's probably going to be warm. You're going to be wearing your hot costumes like Brian is. Just remember to stay hydrated.
I'm going
to
try. It's really cold here now, but I'll try.
Yeah. Oh, so hot with that. I mean, even this here in the basement, this is a very hot sweatshirt.
Super hot. I took the dog out this morning. It was like 33 degrees. It was too cold. I don't like that. All it would take is a quick storm and we'd be covered in snow right now, so we're prepared for it. Okay, thank you for all of that. Let's get Monica in here.
Yeah.
And see what's up.
Perfect Halloween guest to have on this show.
I agree. She shows us a way, but that doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
She could be set to a way. I don't know.
Right.
I don't really have a good theme for her, so I'm just going to make something up here.
Do you have a good Halloween song or like a scary, spooky?
Well, let's music. See. How about I play... I know. Here we go. Oh, I don't think that's very good. But all right, let's see what we got here. Let's just play this short one, see what it is.
Look, Halloween.
Oh, there you go. That's pretty good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, that works really nice. Welcome to the program, Monica. Wicked Kitten 13, you know her as normally around the community. Hello, Monica. How are you this morning?
Hello. How do I sound?
Oh, you sound great. Great. Yeah. Are you
home?
Want
me to shoot you video? Because I dressed up for Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, well, if you dressed up, for sure.
Send us video. Hold on here. Hi. I'll pull it up for the chat. Boom, bam, bip. Wait a minute.
Nice.
I can't get it to go over there. Why? That's very weird. Oh, there we go. There's Monica. Look at her.
Yay.
Nice. I like the
hat. Very cool hat.
Yeah. So Monica Nicole Veronica is what I like to call her.
Veronica, as somebody said in chat. I like that.
Yeah.
Veronica.
I thought you were at work today. You're at home today. That's cool.
Oh, no. I left work.
Oh, screw those guys. Yeah. F
yeah.
That. You got a show called Gore, which we'll talk about later and point people to and all of that. But as a result, you're always talking about horror movies and you're a big fan, it turns out, of the horror movies. So if I was to walk up to you on the street and say, hey, lady, what's going on with the Halloween movies this year? What should I be putting my peepers on? Do you have like recommendations you'd make? What would you say?
Yeah. Let's see. Well, first, there's this movie called Barbarian.
Oh, yeah.
darn, already Scott already recommended that. So, yeah.
Did you like that, actually, though? Did you watch it and like it? I assume you liked it.
Oh, I've been waiting for it because a bunch of people in the horror community, they've seen it and they were like, oh, you have to see this. Don't even look it up. Just watch it immediately.
The less you know going in, the more you like it, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So,
I give it 5 buzz up.
Yeah.
I made all my friends watch it too. So Claire watched it.
Nice.
Oh, did Claire watch it? What did Claire think? Did she freak out? She probably freaked out.
She really liked it. Yeah. She was very enthralled by it, I guess. I don't know.
That's good.
She liked it.
All right.
The first thing I wanted to talk about is actually Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities because I finished it.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think it's fantastic. Obviously, it's like most anthologies. You know, hit or miss, and it depends what you like. But there's a story in there, the autopsy, that I think Scott is going to love.
Jeez, yeah, with F. Murray Abraham.
Oh, I love F. Murray Abraham. I love everything he's in. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite personally, and I think you'll like that too.
Right. The one with the rats, the grave robber, I really, really like because it's...
Oh.
It's like absolutely. One of those individual, like one of those Twilight Zone, one character showcase kind of episodes.
It's funny you bring that up because I'm watching it and I'm watching it with my co-host, De Dreadlord, or you know him as Wesley. And I'm just like, this seems so familiar. I know this story from somewhere. And you know, sometimes they take stories from other places.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, it was one of the stories from a movie called Trilogy of Terror 2, which is like the little Zuni fetish doll. Do you remember that movie? The little doll running around. Well, no, anyway, it was from that movie.
Really? Okay. Probably not done nearly as well either.
Oh no! This is incredibly well done. The entire show has just got this shine to it, and Guillermo del Toro is adorable. He is so great. Comes out like like Alfred Hitchcock. Yes. He's so great. Yeah. It's fantastic. Like I can't. It's really something special. So I want everyone to watch that.
That's good to hear about how he presents them because he's apparently a gigantic, like dyed in the wool Hitchcock fan, and that that's kind of what Alfred Hitchcock used to do. Would come out for this Hitchcock present stuff and go burr, 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 and then present the thing. I think that's a nice tribute.
He's wearing a little suit.
Yeah. He's not smoking like Rod Serling either, which is good.
No,
cares about his health.
No, but he's just so cute with his little accent and his glasses.
It really is. And that cool little box, the cabinet that he walks around. It's so cool.
Quick side note. When's that his Pinocchio thing's coming out soon, right? When is this? This looks so good. His stop motion Pinocchio movie. that Del Toro just finished. Yeah. Can't find the date. Anyway, I cannot. Oh, here it is. December 9th. So it'll be out a couple months. I'm so looking forward to that. I can barely handle it. Anyway.
Cool.
Continue on. Yeah. So you got that. That's a pretty good one.
So if you're looking for something big, big production, there's this movie that it just came out of theaters called The Invitation. It's not actually streaming anywhere yet. You can rent it. You can buy it. I'm sure it'll show up somewhere, but it is fantastic. Directed by Jessica M. Thompson, and it feels like gothic horror in a modern time. And there's like some new vamp rules. Like I think it's very interesting. If you've seen the movie Ready or Not from like a few years ago, it feels in the same vein as that movie.
Yeah,
it's like I a like fish out of
yeah. The new girlfriend. We're gonna break her into the family by
yeah. Except she's not the girlfriend. Her parents have died, and she did one of those DNA tests to see where she came from, and okay. She had family in England that randomly are like, yeah, come to this wedding.
I missed the title on that. What was it again?
The Invitation.
The Invitation. Okay.
From 2022, because there's one from 2015. You want the one from this year when that comes out.
Nice.
Cool.
So another movie that's more of like a slow burn paranoia story. It's very, very simple. Is called The Watcher. It's on Shudder. It came out this year, and it's directed by Chloe Okuno. That's how I'm going to pronounce it or whatever.
Sure.
But it's basically this woman, she moves to Romania with her husband. She doesn't know the language. She doesn't know anything. And she starts to realize that she lives in a beautiful like apartment with like a big windows and things. And she starts to realize that there's somebody on the other side just staring in all the time. And it starts to mess with her mind.
Ooh. Hey, Brian, it's got your Bobby Cannavale guy in it.
No, that's the other The Watcher that is.
Netflix. That
also came out this year.
Yeah. Never mind. Yeah, why are there two Watchers in the same year?
I do like some
year.
Bobby Cannavale, but that one I hear, thanks to J.K. Grammer, I hear that one's crap.
Oh,
that
really?
Netflix The Watcher. Yeah.
Why are there two Watchers? That's annoying.
Well, this is just Watcher. The other one is, I think, The Watcher. Yeah.
Okay.
There's also there's a bunch of Watcher movies. There's one with Keanu Reeves from like 2006 or something.
And none of them feature a bald guy out in space who's just keeping an eye on everything for Marvel, which really bums me out.
Yeah. What the wish was that Watcher? Oh, I like Bern Gorman, though. He's in this new one, the one you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I like him a lot.
Anybody
with the name Bern, I don't even care if it's real. I freaking love it.
Normally he's got that great accent, but it's Romania, so I think he's pretending to be Romanian or something for the movie.
He can do that. He can be any British person you need, or sorry, any foreign European person you need at the drop of a hat, or he can come fake an American accent and pull that off too. That dude can be anything, anywhere, all the time. Huh, cool. Like you need a mob boss, an Armenian mob boss, I got a good guy for his name is Bern Gorman.
Bern Gorman.
Yeah.
All right.
It stars the chick that was the chick that was the lead in It Follows. So she's okay. I enjoy her a lot.
Which is another one. Oh no, I think I did see It Follows. That's the one where basically you've got this supernatural terror that follows you until you pass it along to somebody else by having sex with them. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's basically the one where people would just like follow you with that blank face, which you thought was the most terrifying thing until you saw the trailer for Smile and you were like, why are people smiling at
me? It's creepier. Yeah, for sure.
Did you hear about the advertising campaign for Smile, the movie? Mm. They had people in the stands of like baseball games just standing there in the shirts for the movie and just smiling.
That's great.
It was. Oh. I can't even smile like that. I don't even know how those people do it. They have like bigger mouths than I do.
Oh, that's great. Wow.
It's so that's fantastic.
Feels like it's been a solid year for horror stuff, big and small. Doesn't it feel that way? Feels like it's been
good
year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of good stuff coming out. I guess if you want some family-friendly stuff, I watched this movie called The Curse of Bridge Hollow. Came out this year. It's got, like, Marlon Wayans and the little sister from Stranger Things. It's on Netflix.
Pariah
and it's just
Ferguson?
Like, you know,
that is? Hold on. Pariah Ferguson. Is the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool.
You know, it's just like if family and Halloween, there's a lot of spooky things. I don't know if it's like PG-13 or something, but it was just like fun. It was just, you know, like a fun little movie. is probably better than The Haunted Mansion, but I've never seen that, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, Rob Riggle's in this. Stuff. I like Rob Riggle a lot.
Oh my God, there's some funny stuff in there, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's your funny family one.
Nice.
And if you're just looking for silly camp, my last movie is called Vicious Fun. It's from 2020, so it's been a while, but it's tropey as heck. They pretend to be in the 80s, and it's about this dude who accidentally ends up in a meeting of serial killers, and he has to, like, pretend his way through it so that they don't realize that he's not and kill him. And it's just really silly. That's on Shudder.
I haven't seen that either. 2020, here it is. Vicious Fun. Oh, this looks great. I like this, something about the look of this. Oh, you know who's in this? Oh, that's weird.
What's his face? I can't think of his name.
I can't
the
either.
The bald guy, right?
The bald guy, yeah. He's in a million things. We all know him. Oh, here it is. David Kochner. Or Cochner, however you say his name.
Keckner, David Keckner from Anchorman, and
Get Smart, all that stuff. He's great. I love that guy. Mm-hmm. All right, well, great picks. Why don't you run down all the names in rapid succession again for all those people who forgot
to
write it
Fletcher,
down?
Christine Fletcher,
please.
Yeah. Okay. I forgot to
Barbarian. Make sure was the first one. Then there was
Guillermo del Toro's Cabin of Curiosities on Netflix.
Got it.
We've got The Invitation, not really streaming anywhere. Sorry. Watcher on Shudder, Vicious Fun on Shudder, and The Curse of Bridge Hollow on Netflix.
Nice. Look at this nice, easy, concise list.
Shitoutofluck.com.
That's where you go to get it. awesome. Well, it's great to have you on. It's also really fun having you on Couch Party and on our play dates. You're not only a great addition to that, but you're also really good at organizing people. And I really appreciate that.
For sure.
Could not I'm a do cat herder.
Yeah, I feel like we'd be screwed without you there doing that. Anything else you'd like to say to the folks? Tell them where Gore is. Where's Gore so they can get it?
So I do, Claire, that's the wrong link. I do a horror podcast. It's called Gore, much like Core. I didn't steal it. I swear I stole it.
I believe it.
But it's on anchor.fm/gore podcast, or you can follow us on Twitter @gore podcast.
Nice. And even if you're not looking for gore per se, you know what I mean? Like the actual gore. It's not like you guys hyper focus on gore. It's just part of the name, but you're going to get like a broad range. You're going to back the slashers of the 80s, the weird stuff in the 70s, horror movies today. It's a great time. Go watch
it. Each one of the hosts is like, we all have different flavors. We bring different stuff to the table. And I even have Claire, who doesn't really watch horror movies, listening to the show. So then she doesn't even have to watch the movie if she doesn't want to.
There, see? Even Claire, even the Irish can duck out. Nice job, Claire. have a fantastic, safe Halloween. And tell New Jersey hello for us. We'll see you next time.
Nice.
Forgot to mention she's in New Jersey, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Joy.
Go find her.
Yeah, go find her in New Jersey. We'll dox her right here and let you know where she's at.
That's right. Exactly.
All right. We're nearly done. However, a couple of quick things. I got a very fun game planned for you tomorrow, Brian.
Ooh, can't wait.
You're all going to have to tune in and find out what November 1st has in store for Brian Ibbett and his his trivia mind. Okay.
Oh, we're God.
Challenge it and see how it goes.
Totally fair.
Yeah, it'll be good, I promise. Let's get out of here with some quick text from you fine folks at home. This one here from Tony Abbott, who sent this to 801-471-0462. He says, I have to know why titanium isn't so great. I have a titanium rod in my femur that goes from my hip to my knee because I was in a car accident in high school. He's worried because everyone's besmirching the titanium on Bill's segment. I could have saved this for tomorrow, but, you know, I don't think Bill knows either. He's just sort of like, whatever, titanium. So if someone out there wants to tell us why titanium's not so great, maybe let Tony know so that he's not, you know, he's got a whole bunch of it in his body. Yeah. Why is it bad?
What's wrong with titanium?
What's the deal? Da-da-da. All right. There's Tony's. Here's an email from Josh in San Antonio, Texas, who says for TMS, occasionally you all mention a guy named Eagle something. who is he? What is the backstory? From what I can tell, he's a former host and a doomsday prepper. I would love to know the history there. Just go look it up. Look Third Eagle of the Apocalypse up on YouTube and listen and look at his top rated videos, the ones that have gotten the most views. Those are the ones we glommed onto in the early days.
Because it was DIA. It was, you know, Denver Airport is a big swastika, looks like a penis filled with Illuminati paintings and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Not a former host of this show, but a former host of his own show. Yeah, Third Eagle Books is his YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
Now, these days, it's just, I'm going to pray for a thing of the day that I don't want to have happen.
Yeah. We want the Pope to give it up today. So let's do one for the Pope.
Let's give it up for the Pope.
Yeah. He's really boring these days, but he was never a part of this show other than us digging through his stuff and making fun of his content. So, Josh, I hope that helps. If you want to be like Josh and Tony, 801-471-0462 is where you can send those texts, or you can email us themorningstream@gmail.com. I'd like to thank a patron who's been with us since 2014. His name is Lonnie Swaggerty. That's a cool name, Lonnie.
It's a great name, Swaggerty. Yeah,
I love it. Patreon.com/TMS is where he joined up in 2014. Do you want to be like him in 2022? You can be, because you'll never get commercials. You get pre-show content every single day. You get art in the mail. We got our couch parties on the weekend, our play dates. Those happen, although those are kind of for everybody. But patrons get in first if they want to play. Other great monthly benefits, all you got to do is go to patreon.com/TMS and sign up today. For everything else, all our contact details, all of it is at frogpants.com/TMS. Brian, that's all I've got. Do you have anything else, or should we do a song?
I have nothing else. I'm going to try and hook up with Hammond today, see if he wants to record a soundography. You got to listen to a movie episode for our patrons. So if you're a patron of soundography, that'll go out to you. Other than that, yeah. Happy Halloween. Probably, if you're in the Denver area and you need a ride somewhere, maybe you'll get me as your Lyft driver.
Oh, wear something weird so Brian has stories, okay?
Exactly. But I'll do the shirt, but I can't do the jacket in the car. It'll still be too hot to do a Star-Lord jacket in the car.
Too hot for Lyft.
Too hot for Lyft. Mm-hmm. Let's get to a song. This one comes in from Mrs. Taffy Guy Lois. She writes in and says, "Hey, I found this awesome cover of This Is Halloween from NBC. And she sent me the link. And, you know, it's a short, sweet request, but it's Halloween. So if I don't do it now, then when? If not now." This, of course, is a cover of the song from the Tim Burton, Danny Elfman, This Is Halloween soundtrack. This is Izzy Rain, featuring Corey Jameson, Ryan Ridley, Christian Koo, and Rand Alive. Just came out. It's heavy. This is Halloween.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We got a big Tuesday, so come back, okay? We'll be right here. Will you be here? Be here.
Pumpkins. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
The Fitness Gram Pacer Test is a multi-stage aerobic capacity test.
Great.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.